All right, you know, there's a lot of people that still, surprisingly, are on the fence about the power of video. And so I want to bring you into the latest stats that were just released by Vidyard and talk to you about two primary areas: grabbing your prospect's attention and how video helps in that. And then the next part, moving deals forward to the close. Let's break that down in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, all right. You know, I've been towing this road for a while, this video marketing and preaching the good gospel for the better part of a decade as an agency owner. And since 2003, looking at the data and just recognizing that video is a friggin' monster. And if you can harness the power of video inside your business will be unstoppable. So to help you understand the landscape, Vidyard just released their Video Marketing Statistics That Matter for Business article. It dropped just a couple of days ago. The article is big. It's massive. There's enough information for maybe two or three Toddcast episodes. So I'm going to take this in a way that you can digest, and I'll go over them as we proceed ahead in the podcast. But let's just talk about grabbing a prospect's attention for a moment. And then after I do that, you know, it'd be really awesome if I talk to you about how to move deals forward so you can get them to close. Okay, let's just prioritize in this episode those two areas. Grabbing prospect attention is where I want to start. All right, now this stat comes from Demand Metric and Vidyard 2020. Super fresh. It's like this thing just got baked, came right out of the oven, and it still smells beautiful. That's how fresh this stat is. Now, nearly 90% of sales pros report the importance of accessing video viewing data to qualify leads, engage prospects, or influence the deal. Whoa, now I love this. I've got some historical context on this because back in the day in 2015, I was the first person to be using video in the sales context. Need a little proof? Here's one of HubSpot's first employees, Dan Tyre, talking about it and taking us back to episode 140.
This is episode 140, Dan Tyre.
Oh,
third
baby.
visit, on the podcast.
Yes, third visit? I think that's right. But you are the original Schmarketer, right?
Yes,
we're here because at the time it was breakthrough.
Thank
right?
You.
No one had ever heard of using video in the sales process, right?
So back in the day, we used video in our very first campaign in HubSpot. During my 30-day free trial, we pushed out videos to 48 cold prospects. They were so cold, it was damn chilly when we sent that out. And you know what happened? We narrowed it down to the people that were looking at the videos right before we went to the conference. And then inside my jacket, I printed out their LinkedIn photos of the people that looked at the videos. These are people that I noticed were demonstrating interest with their attention span. So I printed out their photos, and inside my sport coat jacket that I was rocking, it was like a police mugshot cheat sheet of suspects that I needed to talk to. And I found those people and I walked up and introduced myself. And the guy was like, "Yeah, dude, I already know who you are. I've been watching your videos." Now think about this for a moment. I was preaching that good gospel way, way back in the day, 2015, and now nearly 90% of sales professionals report the importance of accessing video viewing data to qualify leads and engage prospects or influence the deals. Dun, 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 like one of my favorite things to do for you. And I think it's the reason that you just stick with me, because who really likes to hear me go, dun, dun, dun? One of the things that I do for you is I show you early on where the road is going, because I'm a digital futurist. It's really easy for me to see. And I've been telling you since the early days of this podcast how to use video viewing data to qualify leads, knowing who's engaged, and to look at it like the digital body language of a buyer. Now, 90% of sales professionals are caught up to that. So that's super fascinating. Next stat out of Demand Metrics and Vidyard. 83% of respondents report that video is a form of content that's becoming more important to their organization. Why? Let's unpack that. Because you can transfer knowledge from your big dome into your prospect's head más rápido when you use video. Let's move on. HubSpot 2020, all super fresh stats. 83% of respondents. Oh, I already did that one, Todd. Let's give them the next one. Here it is, HubSpot 2020. Business-created video webinars are high on the list of common content formats when 73% of marketers and sales leaders say that they're one of the best ways to generate quality leads. So, like, that's super. And you can do a webinar in the early stage and the late stage, but the webinar shouldn't be the only thing. Like, some things you can teach a lot quicker than making somebody sit through a 40-minute webinar, right? So you've got to use your video arsenal tactically and know when to use it at the right time. And typically, that comes out in strategy. You discover it as a digital marketing nerd that specializes in strategy. When you start asking the right questions, you can start to understand the right places to put the content and what type of content should be there. Next stat, SalesLoft says sales teams that use video get a 16% bump in email open rates. Now that's beautiful because that's almost 2x, almost twice as much, because the average video open rate is 20%. But sales teams that use video get a 16% bump in email open rates. It's beautiful. Now let's dig in. Sales teams that use video get a 26% increase in replies. Think about the end of the quarter. Think about all the emails that you've sent out in a quarter. What if you could increase your replies by 26%? What would that do? How many more leads would you have falling out at the bottom of your funnel if your reply rate increased by 26%? Like, that's really great. These are just some of the stats in the grab your prospects' attention section. But one of them that I know that off the top of my head, it's one of my favorites, is people like you and me and everybody we're all trying to sell to are four times more likely to watch a video than to read text, which means your knowledge transfer happens at a better rate because you're engaging more people. Now let's get in to moving deals forward to the close. One of the stats that I like to share with you all the time is that after watching a product or service video, prospects are 85% more likely to buy. But in this article, they have others, SaaS companies that their proposals, SaaS company proposals that had video enjoyed a 41% higher close rate. This is in Proposify 2020. Have you heard of Proposify? Me neither, but there's more. So wait for it. Here you go. Before I even get into the next one, I've been telling you about using video in your proposals. And this is a SaaS company that uses proposals for their video. They saw a 41% increase, which is almost 50%. So just think about that. Think about if every time you submitted a proposal, if you got 41% higher close rate by creating a show and tell video that I call it, where you walk somebody through, you coach them through the proposal, what would that look like at the end of your month? How would that affect your quarterly goals and hitting your annual growth numbers? The next stat out of Proposify, event services company proposals that had video enjoyed a whopping 103% higher close rate. Yo, that is double right there. Like, I went to a Pac-12 school. I went to two Pac-12 schools, and I can tell you that that's double. So at the end of a quarter, at the end of a year, if you could 2X your close rate at the proposal stage what would that do to your complexion? Because I'll tell you right now, it would clean up any brewing zits that were coming because I'm stressed or worried about not hitting my numbers or not closing enough deals, right? Nearly 90% of sales professionals report the importance of accessing video viewing data to qualify leads, engage prospects, or influence deals. Now, this came up in the grab prospects' attention, but it also works when you want to move deals forward. Let me tell you how. If you can prioritize one lead over the other, or let's say you've got 1,000 leads, what if you could identify the 25 leads out of your 1,000 that keep crushing your material? That would tell you that they're being influenced by you, that they're considering you, that they are going through your information and evaluating you. Those are the people you should prioritize in your follow-up. And all you have to do is look on the back end and view who's watching your videos to determine the people that are the most interested in you. How? Here's another one. The average product demo synchronistic video call lasts 29 minutes and it takes 79%. It takes 79% of the meeting. So asynchronistic videos are super important and they're going to become more important as people get more comfortable with maximizing their time. We'll spend more time on that in the future episode. Deals that are closed, one, used video 18.5% more than deals that are closed lost. Deals that are closed, one, used screen sharing 26.3% more than deals that are closed lost. The use of video in customer and sales conversations, as well as prospecting, increased by 93% since 2019. And this 2020 year, which has all been remote, that data hasn't even been available yet. Now, I'm going to break down more of this article from the Vidyard blog on video marketing stats that matter to business. But what I really want you to know is that you can compound the effectiveness of your marketing and your sales results by using video strategically and situationally through the sales process, because people will give you more attention. They will prioritize the content. They will go through it and you'll transfer more knowledge. They will give you a better open rate. They will close at a higher rate because when you go and do a proposal video, you can teach people through the way. And now you guessed it. You have optimized the marketing and sales effectiveness by using the power of video inside of your sales process. And that's the big promise here on the Toddcast, is me showing you how to convince and convert faster. And I will continue to do my job, bringing you the latest information and data so you can accelerate your sales process, hit your quota, achieve your annual goals, and let your company throw a frigging parade in your honor because you close deals like that bad bitch that you are. That's right. All right, till the next episode, I'll look forward to bringing you more information right here on Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.